This is Akashvani, the news read by Himakshi Pawar. Parliament has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 with Rajya Sabha returning it to Lok Sabha after discussion yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had moved the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025, and the Finance Act 2026. The legislation will replace the Income Tax Amendment Ordinance 2026, which was promulgated on 5th June this year. Replying to the discussion, the Union Finance Minister said that the objective of the bill is to strengthen India's manufacturing ecosystem, attract further investment, generate employment, and promote manufacturing activities. She said the second major reform relates to providing tax exemptions to foreign companies procuring data services from specified data centers in India and enhancing ease of doing business. The minister clarified that the bill does not impose any tax or transaction charge on UPI users. The Parliament also passed the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla made a personal appeal to the floor leaders to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House and participate in the discussion on the key bills. Mr. Birla stated this during the Business Advisory Committee meeting held at Parliament House yesterday. He said the people's issues cannot be left waiting in the corridors and they must be reflected, debated and resolved on the floor of this House. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises after the Business Advisory Committee meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for a detailed discussion in Parliament regarding the recent student protests and related issues. Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi has informed that no decision has been taken by the government to increase ethanol blending with petrol beyond 20%. In a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Gopi said that any future decision regarding higher ethanol blends will be taken only after detailed scientific and technical studies and consultations with all relevant stakeholders, including automobile manufacturers and oil marketing companies. The minister said that the ethanol blended petrol program has been implemented through a phased, scientifically validated and consultative process involving Niti Aayog, automobile manufacturers, OMCs and technical institutions. India's urban unemployment rate for persons aged 15 years and above rose marginally to 6.7% during the April to June quarter of current fiscal year from 6.6% in the previous quarter. According to Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Periodic Labour Force Survey Quarterly Bulletin, unemployment rate in rural areas increased to 4.8% from 4.3% during the fourth quarter of the last fiscal year. Meanwhile, the female unemployment rate decreased to 8.7% in the current quarter from 9.1% in the last quarter. The data showed that sectoral distribution of employment continued to exhibit similar structural pattern, with the rural workforce predominantly engaged in the primary sector and the urban workforce concentrated in the tertiary sector. Senior bureaucrat Deepti Gaur Mukherjee has been appointed as the new Higher Education Secretary as part of a top-level bureaucratic reshuffle effected by the centre. She succeeds Vineet Joshi, who was last month appointed as Secretary, Ministry of Panchayati Raj. Mukherjee, a 1993 batch IAS officer from the Madhya Pradesh cadre, is currently serving as the Corporate Affairs Secretary. The appointment assumes significance in the wake of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test paper leak controversy. The 80th Independence Day celebrations this year will highlight Yuva Shakti and the contribution of Young India towards building a Viksit Bharat by 2047, along with the commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Bharat. Vande Mataram. The Prime Minister will unfurl the national flag and address the nation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.